Namaskaram and welcome our sweet viewers. Namaskaram means hello in Telugu, a language which at present has 76 million native speakers. It is spoken mainly in the state of Andhra Pradesh in India.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Broadcasting 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3, D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band, Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2, Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 25, Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Our programs are also available online at suprememastertv.com.
Today is Thanksgiving, a major holiday in the United States. In the spirit of giving thanks, we wish all of our viewers around the world great blessings from heaven. And in deepest gratitude for what God has generously been giving us in our lives, we would like to take this opportunity to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her spiritual guidance and loving encouragement for many of us to live in goodness, beauty, and joy.
And today, in history, on November 22, 1965, the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, was created. UNDP is the global development network of the United Nations, active in 166 countries. In each of these countries, UNDP supports the nation to develop in its own unique ways. UNDP is very involved with efforts to reach the United Nations Millennium Development Goals, which include substantially improving conditions for many people in the world by 2015. Thank you, and may heaven bless the United Nations Development Programme with success in your noble endeavors.
In today's news, Japan supports Kenya's development. In humanitarian news, Millennium Development Goals will be monitored online. In health news, beans and curry could help protect against cancer. In animal welfare news, sea turtles are provided safety in the Philippines. In community news, you are never alone, helps the elderly. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Fly-in news. News from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Around the world, recent natural disasters have caused much sorrow for many people. Concerned for the victims, Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for more up-to-date reports from our association's relief team members to further assess the situation. With Master's permission, we'd like to share with viewers the latest news of relief efforts as reported to Supreme Master Qinghai from our association's headquarters office.
Most caring master, we would like to report the situation in Papua New Guinea. November 20th, 2007, floods hit Papua New Guinea. Cyclone Guba brought with it torrential rain and subsequent high tides, resulting in severe flooding in the province of Oro in Papua New Guinea. More than 70 people have been confirmed dead, and about 50 more are unaccounted for, with as many as 150,000 displaced by the floods. The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea, Michael Somar, today approved 50 million kina, or $18 million, for relief aid. The Papua New Guinea Red Cross Society is preparing to send relief supplies from its warehouse in the Oro province by sea. The Federation has chartered a boat, and the container of supplies, which include tarpaulins and water containers, will be shipped to Oro tonight. The Papua New Guinea Red Cross Society has met to coordinate with other agencies such as AusAid, USAID, and the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, with the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, and the Natural Disaster Council. The Australian Red Cross is preparing a water and sanitation emergency response team to send to Oro Province, together with water purification units. The Australian Red Cross and the French Red Cross also have water and sanitarian teams standing by, ready to assist if needed. November 21st, 2007, quake hits Papua New Guinea. An earthquake of magnitude 6.3 struck the remote Papua New Guinea island of Bougainville late today. There were no immediate reports of damage or injuries. Seeing so many people and organizations joining efforts hand in hand, we really feel that God is working through all beings and taking care of every minute detail. May all victims of these disasters be blessed and comforted by Here's Love. Foreign Group.
The following letter to Supreme Master Qinghai is from our association's relief team in Athens, Greece.
November 21st, 2007. Most Benevolent Master, report on floods in Greece. Heavy rains has caused severe flooding in northeastern Greece. Authorities have declared a state of emergency in several areas, evacuating the residents of many villages. At least two people have died, and there is severe damage to homes, bridges, and roads. In the town of Arcadia in southern Peloponnese, intense rain caused the Alpheios River to overflow, collapsing three bridges and filling many homes with water and mud. In the town of Komotini, although the residents have departed from their homes, several farm animals were trapped in their pens when the river burst its banks. In southern Greece, due to the Evros River overflowing, the military relocated many people. Our response in Greece inquired about the evacuated citizens and received the answer that they are safe. Our association members offered assistance to the village Christiani in the country of Messenia, which suffered from forest fires earlier this year. Our members have offered to provide about 1,000 olive trees to replace those that have burned. Mrs. Maria Stathakopoulou of the mayor's office graciously accepted our gift. The trees will be delivered at the appropriate time for planting. We thank our beloved Master for your tender, caring presence wherever humans and animals suffer. Our deep gratitude also goes to Master for the opportunity to help the people of Greece. We pray that they are quickly restored to peace and safety. From Athens Center, Greece.
We are relieved to hear of benevolent government's aid to the afflicted. May the people of Papua New Guinea and Greece find peace and comfort in God's ever-present love. We pray they will soon recover to their normal lives. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share this relief information to update our kind viewers who are surely concerned and glad to know about the well-being of fellow humans in this case. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's Foreign Group and Greece Center for up-to-date and valuable reports. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Flying News. Rights Group supports United Nations resolution for death penalty ban. The United Nations General Assembly recently passed a resolution urging a moratorium on capital punishment with the ultimate goal of abolishing the death penalty worldwide. In response, international human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, have expressed their support. In addition, the Vatican has stated that the UN moratorium is an important step in the right direction. Bravo, United Nations, for this landmark resolution. We also support this noble decision. May all the governments of our world recognize the right to life and dignity for all human beings. God bless.
Flying News. Jordan and Syria cement ties. Jordan's King Abdullah made a surprise visit to speak with Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. A joint statement released after the meeting said, agreement was reached on serious and effective solutions, especially on issues related to economic cooperation, water, borders, detainees, and security. The two leaders also discussed issues pertaining to the upcoming Middle East Peace Conference. Following the meeting, President Assad issued a statement calling for the immediate release of an unspecified number of Jordanians. Congratulations, Jordan and Syria, on your ever-deepening ties and expanded friendship. May Allah bless your amicable relations.
Flying News. China offers help with dialogue between Myanmar and Aung San Suu Kyi. Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao offered China's help in reaching a mutual understanding between Myanmar and the National League for Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Dr. Suu Kyi has expressed her willingness for meaningful and time-bound dialogue with Myanmar's government. Premier Wen said, China as a neighbor is very concerned about Myanmar and hopes that all sides can increase dialogue and find a resolution to the current crisis to bring about stability, democracy, and development. Thank you and long live Premier Wen and China for your noble concern and goodwill. May heaven bless Myanmar to reach a quick and peaceful resolution for all citizens' happiness and comfort.
Flying News. Thai researchers develop super rice. A new experimental type of jasmine rice is being developed by Thai scientists to successfully endure flood, drought, and other adverse growing conditions. This new aromatic rice was presented at the International BiAsia 2007 conference in Bangkok earlier this month. The final super rice, which is being developed without genetic modification, is expected to be released by 2012. Thank you, Thai researchers, for your efforts in developing this hearty and enduring staple food. May all in our world be blessed with comfort and abundance.
Flying News. Physician awarded for humanitarian work. For her tireless efforts in assisting Myanmar refugees in Thailand, Dr. Cynthia Mong has been honored with the 2007 Asia Democracy and Human Rights Award. Chairman of the Taiwan Foundation for Democracy, Wang Jingping, said, Dr. Mong is going beyond her mandate as a physician by turning a refugee population into a community based on shared values and respect for human rights, as well as by linking her cause to the international community. She will visit Taiwan or Formosa to receive the award, as well as a $100,000 grant from Formosan President Chen Shui-bian. Kudos to Taiwan and President Chen Shui-bian. Thank you, Dr. Cynthia Mong, for your loving commitment to the health and well-being of others. May heaven bless you abundantly to continue your noble work. The people of Myanmar be blessed with happiness, security, and peace.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association News from Florida, USA. Our association members from Florida, USA, participated in Central Florida Veg Fest, a vegetarian gathering, which was attended by approximately 5,000 people. There were over 100 vendors, all focused on vegetarianism and healthy living. Many guests came by our association members' booth and received an alternative living flyer with information on the benefits of a vegetarian diet, along with delicious vegan food samples and recipes. Supreme Master Qinghai's books, especially the latest bestsellers, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life, were also on exhibit. Supreme Master Television spoke with VegFest organizer Julie Watkins.
Today with us is Julie Watkins, and she is an organizer from the Veggie Fest that we are participating today.
Thank you so much for coming. We love having you guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And could you please tell us about your organization and how did it start?
Vegetarians of Central Florida. It started about 4 years ago, 2003. Two vegetarians wanted to come up with an organization in Central Florida that would promote vegetarianism. And as of today, it's grown to about 600 people. Wow. We're hoping after the festival that we'll have at least 1,000 people, because we know that when one person cuts out meat in their diet, right, how many animals' lives that saves? Thousands and thousands, just in one person. So we're just hoping to get the word out and promote it a lot more.
With us here today is Mr. George Eisman, and he was one of the speakers of today's event. And can you please tell us about your work?
I'm a registered dietitian, and I do public speaking lectures about the benefits of a vegetarian, especially a vegan diet, the health benefits, as well as the benefits to the animals and to the planet, to the environment, as well as to helping with the world hunger situation by eating lower on the food chain so there's more food for everyone. We can all be healthier and save money on health care, lower our cancer risk, heart disease risk, and diabetes risk.
Wow, that's wonderful. If we want to find you, how do we find you?
There's a website, www.vegforlife.com. That's VEGFORLIFE, vegforlife.com, and link to George Eisman. And my books are available, as well as I'm available to do public speaking at schools and churches and so on.
What kind of books have you been written?
I wrote a book called The Most Noble Diet, and then I wrote a book called A Basic Course in Vegetarian or Vegan Nutrition. And my latest book is Don't Let Your Diet Add to Your Cancer Risk.
Wow, that is wonderful, wonderful work that you've been done. Do you have anything to tell to the audience? What is your recommendation or advice?
My advice is that you can have a very healthy life without any animal products at all, including dairy products. You get all the nutrients you need from plant foods, and maybe you might need a vitamin B12 supplement now and again because our food supply has been so sterilized. But other than that, all the nutrients we need, all the protein, all the calcium, all the iron is available from plant foods. And it really is a much healthier diet, and it's a much better diet for the entire planet.
May God bless the earth as more and more people adopt the compassionate and healthy vegetarian diet.
In world news, Japan supports Kenya's progress. Japan has promised 15 billion Kenyan shillings to help develop Kenya's Mombasa port. The Japanese envoy to Kenya, the Honorable Shigeo Iwatani, said that the Japanese government is very happy with the way that Kenya is progressing and promised more funding for future projects. In total, Japan has provided 281 billion Kenyan shillings to Kenya. Thank you, and God bless Japan for your generous support of Kenya's development. May God bless the people of Kenya to live in happiness, peace, and prosperity. Coming soon on Supreme Master Television's Noteworthy News, progress in reaching Millennium Development Goals will be monitored online. We'll take a walk around the garden and be right back.
Hello, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Rufy, the dog, and today I'd like to present a tip about fermented food. From kimchi in Korea, to sauerkraut in Germany, to miso and kombucha in Japan, and tempeh in Indonesia, these healthy foods have become known all over the world. Fermentation in general increases digestibility and nutrition. So, if you like, try some delicious fermented food. And now, let's take a look at the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news, progress in reaching Millennium Development Goals, MDG, to be monitored online. The United Nations, with the help of Google and Cisco, launched the MDG monitor site, which will constantly update worldwide efforts to reach the Millennium Development Goals by 2015. These goals focus on providing adequate food, health care, and education, and improving the standard of living for many people around the globe. Thank you, and heaven bless the United Nations, Google, and Cisco for this important collaboration. Godspeed in reaching these goals.
In health news, beans and curry could help protect against cancer. Dr. Abu Kalam Shamsuddin, pathology professor at the University of Maryland, USA, presented the research results that foods like beans and curry could help protect against cancer. The report was given at the American Association for Cancer Research Centennial Conference in Singapore. Compounds found in legumes and bran can act as natural antioxidants and promote health. Thank you, Dr. Shamsuddin, and other research scientists for expanding our knowledge on health-giving foods. May God bless all to stay healthy in body and spirit through wholesome food. Up next, a volunteer project brings friendship to elderly people. We'll take a moment to remember God within. More positive news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In animal welfare news, turtles get protection. Local volunteers and environmental officials have joined together to safeguard the green sea turtles and hawksbill sea turtles in the Isabela province of the Philippines. Protecting the turtles' nesting sites in the northern Sierra Madre Natural Park is one of the main focuses. A big thanks and blessings to all those working to protect this beautiful friend of the oceans. May heaven protect all turtles with safe and happy lives.
In community news, you are never alone. YANA brings friendship and care to elderly. YANA, operating in Spring Valley Lake, California, and nearby cities, is a project in which a volunteer visits an elderly person every day so that they get to know each other. If there seems to be a problem, the volunteer will call a member of Citizens on Patrol, COPS, another volunteer who has had first aid training. Thank you, and God bless you, YANA Angels, for your dedicated love and care of the elderly. May heaven bless all elderly people to have health, joy, and love.
Please join us for a joke taught by Supreme Master Ching Hai. It is entitled Doctor's Order.
有一个医生啊，那种治脚医生嘛，专门夸张说他救病如神啊。有一个那个老人啊来问他，哎，你已经救多少人了啊？然后那个医生就说，哎呀，任何人来如果听我的话，一定会得救的。然后那个老人就皱皱那个脸了，然后就问他。 你忘记了，啊？上次你告诉我的那个孙子啊，啊，吃你的药啊，听你那种指示啊，然后一年以后就会好，啊，结果啊，他吃了三个月就死了。你忘了，嗯、啊？那个医生就说：“哎呀呀呀，那个人你看了、啊，他不听我的话嘛，我教他。” 吃了一年，怎么吃了三个月就死了？And
now for our viewers' heartline. This heartline comes from Ben from Irvine, California, USA. Ben wrote,
"Hi there, I am legally blind." So it's very hard for me to watch your programming through your online interface. You did a two-part interview with Lindsay Wagner on Good People, Good Works. Thank you for doing this program with my favorite actress and humanitarian. Sincerely, Ben.
Dear Ben, it's nice to hear from you. Hopefully, with Supreme Master Television being accessible via Galaxy 25 in North America, you will be able to watch our shows with better ease. We appreciate your comments about the Good People, Good Works presentation featuring the celebrated and award-winning American actress, Lindsay Wagner. God bless you, Ben, and thank you for your heartline.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have any positive stories or comments from your part of the world, please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on the screen.
As it is said in Telugu, Selavu. That means farewell. May all receive God's ever merciful grace and eternal love. See you soon.